Our third year in New York was a flop. Linda went through several romances, all flops. Norman was a flop. Work was a flop. I was a flop. Linda's job was a flop. And Joshua, still on our couch, recovered in red corduroy, was a flop. Even the cover on the couch was a flop. Okay, something had to be done. You just can't sit there in the midst of flop. So I brought a nice selection of wines, $2.25 a bottle, into the apartment. I didn't hang around Linda so much because she looked too good. Just as I was about to beg Glamour magazine to make me a glamour makeover, a miracle happened. An answer to our prayers. Our escape appeared. Charles Miller, the guy with the neat garbage from the Montparnasse, appeared before our very eyes and told us that for $273 each, we could share a house with six other people for the summer on Fire Island. If you're wondering why Charles Miller and his roommate wanted to share a house with us, there is a simple explanation, my friend. The year before, Charles shared a house with five guys at Cherry Grove. One night, his lover was stolen on the dunes. He just didn't want the competition this year and felt if he went to a straight part of the island, like Ocean Bay Park, he wouldn't have to worry about losing his lover or what he was wearing and he could relax.